Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
This is RTE Radio 1. Drama on One is offered as a podcast at rte.ie/drama on one and of course here on RTE Radio 1 on Sunday nights. Tonight's play is the winning play in the 2022 PJ O'Connor Awards, The Last High King of Ireland by Patrick Fogarty. Pat Kinavan plays Tapper, a hard-drinking man and the self-appointed last High King of Ireland. In preparation for tonight's banquet, Tapper makes his daily procession through the town of Molineer, meeting and greeting his subjects, some loyal and some not. With themes of an adult nature, this is The Last High King of Ireland by Patrick Fogarty.
The peal of the noon Angelus bells, undercurrented by a vroom of congested traffic and a gentle, harmless breeze. Tapper is perched upon the Mass Rock, his throne overlooking the tattered, worn town of modern-day Molineer. A perennial vista, fit for a king.
Grand old morning. Oh, tis. Begar. Tis a sweet, saccharine, sun-sucking day. Oh, that sun! That lily-light succubus, lilting with natural honey, that sessile torch, spilling tanks of light over yon kingdom. Watch it spread, buttering me province in melting gold. Blessed are all under the rule of the last High King of Ireland. Heir to the throne of Tirn and Og, where Manannan awaits his coming. Looky, look. Bee droning, hive moaning, gambling traffic. The loyal brigadiers. Some peasants go hither and thither and back again on their local perambulations, fiddling with daily frustrations, the song of struggle jingling. The High King hears them.
Aye. The High King. Hear them cooing and booing, groping and grappling with things that never matter because they never do. To fill the grave of life with repetitious clods of the same clay. Ha! What waste! Guffaw does the King at their strange following all trodden ways. They are each the same bone-brangling, numb-knuckling, rule-buckling, brown-beaten mule, each donning dwindling, stress-bell-tingling harnesses, but all abiding be the law and scripture of the High King. Some noble men and women amongst them, some, not so. But they'll all feel the benevolence of the High King. His immutable heart shall commend those whom from his scroll live their lives well, and he shall extend an invitation to tonight's banquet. All hail the last High King of Ireland.
A carriage swerves past, some young fledgling spouting jests at the High King. The King salutes his loyal subjects as the carriage treks onward.
Nah, jesters of the low class, of the dung heap. But the fool is he who mocks the foolish king.
His Highness cracks open a tankard of the royal porter, the coal black gold.
An elixir made for monarchs.
This is my last of the morn. Oh, I drank my nest of plums last night. And again, the stars got drunk with me. Oh, we dreamt of bacchanalian treasure, and I vomited up my dreams at 3:30. I waltzed my queen, my pearling moon, until we became
drowsy paramours, and she lay me down, and she knitted me a blanket of moonlight, kissed me brow, and sang a lullaby as smooth as baptismal milk. All hail the last High King of Ireland.
The king gulps, delighting in the etherizing cream.
This supple, dark, black potion, a miraculous poison, modern hemlock, rotting me soul, milliliter by milliliter, lip by lip, day by day, king by king, a savior of all those fallen from grace, down the chasm of yesteryear and morrow, a pool of plain, steep and sorrow, puddling in the pit of the dragon's lair, 'tis a liquor fit only for a king. Nip, hip, hooray! All hail the last High King of Ireland!
The High King hears the clunking clatter of percussion coming from Molyneux School of Music.
Ah, they best sharpen them notes before tonight's banquet. Oh, this life is a racket. We must make music of its notes.
Our king finishes, his thirst slaked, the dragon quelled, for now.
I fish, fish, fish in me pockets, and some perp has looted me bounty, now put coppers and burnt pence. I'll have to ask my subjects, for which they'll gladly provide. I am the High King.
The king rises from his throne to purview his kingdom, walking at a steady march. Foot by foot march the king.
The king is thirsty and must slake his thirst. The king is thirsty and must slake his thirst.
His Majesty spies a loyal subject strolling to the market stall.
Hey. Hello, Peter. Hello, Peter. Peter.
Oh, hello, Tapper. How are you?
Grand old morning.
Yeah, lovely day.
Peter, have you changed for a coffee for the High King of Ireland?
Oh, it's for coffee, is it, Tapper?
A warm cup of coffee, but it's for the High King of Ireland.
I've only the bill change, Tapper.
The loyal subject hands over the change, lest he risk the wrath of his king, departing with some loose doubloons.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
Who's that man, Daddy?
Yeah, he's no one, sweetie.
I'm the High King of Ireland.
He smells like carrots.
All hail the last High King of Ireland.
The peasant and his wench exeunt from the stall, and the High King procures more liquor from the pimply vendor.
Just these two, a can and a coffee.
Yeah.
4.50, please.
Thank you.
There's only enough for one item.
Take back the coffee. A king has no need of coffee.
You're right there, Tapper.
And keep the change, my boy.
There was no change. You were short.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Buy yourself an ice cream.
Our king purchases his goods and swiftly marches into the street, the sun beating down upon his balding crown.
Another day in this God-glorious kingdom, and way above me crown, the substance of me eyes, the cool crystal, pool blue, clear hue of the sky, sparkles with divine favour. The banner of mankind, the swaying, shimmering cupola of bright, bright blue, splotched in splodges of white spools, the leavened, unbaked dough of clouds, and way beneath me brow, me cultivated land, acres trembling with the universal pulse, the heartbeat of God off rock and flesh, the bustle and tussle of a percipient realm, ladies and knights anon, stewards and barons gone, carrying out the High King's errands. They best make haste, make haste! A kingdom does not itself run. No. It certainly does not. All hail the last High King of Ireland.
A loyal subject passes, as fair a maid as was ever made.
Ah, hiya, Tapper. Grand day.
All hail the High King of Ireland. Good day to you, missy.
Hiya. That's it, Tapper. All hail.
Have you the change for a cup of coffee?
Have I the change for a cup of coffee? You must be cutting me, Tapper. Have you the change for a cup of coffee for me?
King and maid laugh heartily She passes by, likely going to complete the king's errands, a foolhardy, buxom woman. Our king treks the road. Without glancing, a carriage blares, nearly knocking down His Highness.
Nearly knocked it down, clown!
All hail the High King of Ireland.
Oh, I'll hail you now in a minute, all right?
Our lordship passes on, in search of sport. The king must have his daily entertainment. His loyal nobleman, Sir Paddy of the Power, always provides good sport. A gambling man, hope has he. A gambling man, oh, a gambling man. A gambling man, hope has he. A gambling man, a gambling man. His Majesty arrives at the turf accountant's, the porchway bestrewn in cigarette butts and betting slips. Parchments of lost hope. The aroma of tobacco singes me nostrils. A peasant stands guard, a lit skiff betwixt his lips, trailing the genus Nicotiana, spicing the seasoned wind. Early morning cigarette, early morning, early bet. Early morning cigarette, early morning, early bet. By God, the High King would like a cigarette. And so decreed, so shall come.
You wouldn't have to scuttle a fag, huh? It's for the High King of Ireland.
Yeah, sure. Here you are, Tepper.
The High King of Ireland grants you his blessing.
Yeah, I might need that. Any runners for the half 12, Tepper?
Oh, I do, Begar. Me very own mare, King Caviar.
And you want it, do you, Tepper?
He belongs to the last High King of Ireland. All hail the last High King of Ireland.
His Highness nimbly places the cigarette to his ear and enters his abode, seeking good sport, which Paddy Power shall undoubtedly provide.
Da-dun, 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 da-dun. I hear the galloping mares gambling, igniting hearts in gambled flames, fueled by fate and fueled by speed, burning up our fortune stock, our breaths to fate we have agreed, ourselves to give to gilded steeds, the husking horse's deadly snout, the breathless, breathless, striding out, the rhythming fetlock on its way, the clip and clop of hoof on clay, the soaring, soaring ditch and fence, the pumping pulse of spent suspense, each weighed with but one jockey and 1,000 dreamers' dreams.
The steeds take their places, the race about to begin.
Hi, 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 it's starting, lads, it's starting.
What sport?
Salute to the first thing, spine General Tom Whitecap on the outside.
Go on, you good thing. Go, go.
You haven't backed, have you, Tapper? Come on, come on.
Blue
come
Diadem on, and Fury Knight. We're all clear. Blue Marvin racing to the niche. Get catch at the back. This is dear on the outside. On, so may I run. Last come on. Second in that's the it, orange.
Hear that, me boys. That's the beating of heart and hoof of the drum of man's soul.
Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum.
Go on, you go ten.
Coming in towards the last
day. I'll hear you, High King of Ireland.
Inside is Shapalapadindong.
Go on, you're in it.
So may I run. And coming towards the final. And there to be on the inside.
We do use the whip, use the whip, use the whip. Come on, keep going, me boy.
It's neck and neck. King Caviar leading, followed by Listen Dear. 5 lengths ahead. They bring away. King Caviar. King Caviar.
Keep going. Keep going. Come on. Come on.
Close to the line. Listen Dear. King Caviar. King Caviar. Listen Dear. It's tight! It's tight! It's Listen Dear! Listen Dear! Oh,
no! You horse on dog, yeah?
Here, look, Tepper!
Quenched. I'm quenched. What flickering hope I had.
Always another race, Tepper. There's always another race.
Isn't that the problem?
Better look next time, Tepper, eh?
My race is run. The day is done. My race is run. The day is done.
The High King stumbles out the door, out into the fresh air, and plucks the cigarette from his ear. He searches his gown for some kindling, not there. He must ask a peasant nearby.
Hey, have you got a light?
Piss off, drunken fool.
That prickly vagabond. She'll be condemned to the stocks yet. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Have you got a light?
If it isn't the High King himself.
All hail the last High King of Ireland.
What was it you asked for, pet? A lighter?
The maid sparks the king's cigarette.
Here.
And away she goes.
crisp-lipped suck of a cigarette. The smooth frankincense, the soothing smog of interminable stress. The supple chute of smoke, sucked to the dredges of the lungs, spreading dark roots across my veins, spreading stalks till I exhale. Fumes of exhaust. Each drag becomes me dilapidated spirit, yet clogs the arteries of my soul. My tobacco-funneled blood gobbling up days and hours distilled in whiskey and salt. Listen to the rasping palpitations of the hock-filled soul as I husk, vacuumed of the immaculate. This life-lit cigarette is the consoling pollution of flesh. Our king smokes his cigarette and marches his way up Parsley Street, parading past O'Donovan's butchers, and gazes in the glass window. Such rare and fair fodder stands on display. Our Highness enters to better peruse the meaty ailments. Slacks of raw, red, lozenged meat. Slimy slumps of sausages and pork chops, ribeye steaks, legs of lamb, back bacon and brisk brisket. Victuals for the hungry carnivore. Oh! They best prepare me the finest of banquets, a feast fit only for a king. A great banquet shall be held for all the king's subjects. Oh, the festivities shall be frolicsome. We shall squash our hearts. Make wine of it. Drink the last of our love. Drink what love is left.
Tapper, put out that feckin' fag.
Hey, have you the banquet prepared, Pat? The High King extinguishes said cigarette, and Pat the Butcher continues slicing meat.
Sorry, Pat, but tell me this. Have you the banquet prepared?
Oh, we have, Tapper. We have it prepared.
All for the High King of Ireland, of course.
Good work, Pat. Pat, we want a wild boar, too, in the middle of the table, an apple in his gob. A wild boar.
A wild boar with an apple in his gob. No problem.
All hail. The last High King of Ireland.
All hail, Tapper. Now get out.
Our Highness perambulates past McCann's Hardware, passing the post office, traversing by McSwiggin's, and enters Clayton's Pharmacy.
This stocked apothecary, full of strange, fangled remedies and haughty elixirs, cures and herbs for cuts and stings, the curative alchemists blending nature's ingrediented beauty with the medicinal sciences, bending nature's power to the health of man.
Have ye a cream for my inner woe? Have ye a balm for lost memories? This is all for a prolonging of flesh. Nothing here for the soul.
Can I help you with anything, Tapper?
My fine alchemist? Yes, I require Nurofen for the soul.
Do you have a headache? Some tablets, is it?
I require tablets to give life some meaning.
I'll give you a Lemsip, then.
I have no headache yet. My head, it aches. It aches. Oh, it aches.
I think you're codding us, Tapper, are you? Nothing wrong with you at all.
Mad for your elixirs. A herb for every malady, says you. Listen to the High King. He speaks a parlance truth.
Okay, Tapper. That'll do.
The High King marches back into the street, marching foot by foot, on past the old castle, where the restoration is being carried out. As he walks past, he waves, saluting the king's work.
All hail, me laddies. We shall soon be restored to our former glory.
Good man, Tapper!
Tapper, your gobshite!
All hail!
Continuing his march up Main Street, the High King begins to feel a bit peckish. Some lunch afore the evening feast. Yes, some skimmed potatoes, grown fresh, hand-washed lopped spuds, cut and peeled staves of starch to appease a king's belly. And in he marches to Tosca's chipper. The delectable aroma of malt and salt
tingling, mingling with bespattering oil, frizzling on chips, sizzling on burgers, a sauce for the senses, mouth-watering fodder to serenade the hunger and visibly tango with my titillating tongue.
Tapper, me old flower.
Ah, the finest maid in all the land, the lady of the spuds.
Oh, the lady of the spuds. Oh, you're a howl, Tapper.
The king shall grant the lady of the spuds 1,000 acres to grow her golden satchel beauties, all the land from here to the standing stones of Loch Ray.
Oh, will you, Tapper?
So spoken, so shall be done.
Well, let me tell you, Tapper, the last High King of Ireland still won't have to pay a dime for his chips.
Now, keep that under the hat for fear the king be accused of nepotism.
Oh, we're getting into it now, Tapper.
A good shepherd looks after his own flock. The Lady of the Spuds rustles up a small bag of chips and bestows them on his lordship, happy to offer bountiful food to the king.
Here you are, Tapper. One bag, as usual. A sausage thrown in. Now keep that under the hat, for fear I'd be the one accused of nepotism.
They laugh heartily, king and lady. I shall be Machiavellian in my duties. De Valera himself wouldn't be as coy. Oh,
good man, Tapper. Take care.
All hail the last High King of Ireland.
And Tapper?
Yeah?
Try lay off the drink, if you can.
A good king tells no lies. This world too wise for my foolish dreams. Thank you. The king exits the chipper, the bag growing soggy in his hands. Back out into the carousing streets. Oh, a biting dogtooth in that breeze, snarling at the wanderlust of the sun, growling with the ominous clouds. Let not the effluvial flood come. Hold back thy sobbing sheets of bubble wrap, plopping the narrow streets of our kingdom, soaking our unearthly beds. The High King sits again upon the mass rock and gazes down the hill of Mullinir. The dragon swoops as he eats his chips, and he cracks the dragon, opening the pool aplain. A kingly gaze down, the town, the town, the town. We are all but the clown who wears an inner crown. The king munches upon the chips and sups his glorious stout. The humming of passing, passing, passing. 'Tis but the music of transient bones, the melody of our flesh-locked vessels splashing in the sea of souls. Our High King rises from his throne and looks to the sky, the sun now at its zenith. Oh, ho, ho, ho! 'Tis the apotheosis of Apollo. Time to collect the king's tax. His Highness begins his march down to the post office, marching foot by foot. A king must have his tax, lest the peasants bear his axe. He turns down Gantley Street and crosses Lourdes Road.
Go on, Tupper. All hail the last High King of Ireland.
Our Majesty spies McCann's hardware store and decides upon a king's visit. Jack, 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 how fares my fine armory?
Tapper, how are you today?
As well as any king can be.
What are you up to, eh? Feck all, I suppose.
I'm here to make certain the kingdom is protected and secure.
From who, Tapper?
Who do you think? The damn Fomorians.
Of course.
Well, do you have the army ready?
Oh, the army's ready, Tapper. The army's ready.
Each man fully equipped? Spear, sword, shield, dagger?
All fully equipped, Tapper. Daggers and swords and the whole lot.
Steel plate?
Yep. Steel plate. Reinforced.
I tell you, Jack, we'll not be caught with our pants down. His Majesty drops his pantaloons to showcase the plans of the enemy to Jack McCann, who understands immediately.
Ah, for God's sake, Tapper, pull your feckin' pants up.
The High King swiftly does so. You're one of the noble class, Jack.
the kingdom can count on the breath of men like you.
That's great, Tapper, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave now.
I've seen all that needed seeing to Jack. All hail the last High King of Ireland.
Good man, Tapper. Take it easy now, won't you?
When the kingdom is safe, only then shall a king rest assured.
That's right, Tapper. Good luck.
His Excellency exits McCann's Hardware and marches right to the post station, where he'll collect his weekly tax. The king has come, his tax to take, the weekly sum of towage pay, and hope for him it shall awake. That hope, like old, shall fade away.
Hello, Tapper. How are you today?
Lisa, my tax collector, how fare thee today?
As good as ever, Tapper. Now, I have your money. Just sign here.
The king's tax?
Oh, aye, the king's tax.
Any blackguards fail to pay the weekly tithe?
No, Tapper. All paid their fair share.
That is good news. Last thing we want is a damn tax revolt on our hands.
Oh, aye, that's the last thing we want, Tapper.
The High King signs his coveted signature. The document has been signed by the king. All hail.
Good man, Tapper. Take care of yourself now.
You too, my dear.
And you'll stay out of the pub, won't you, Tapper?
Accepting the banquet tonight.
Of course, the banquet.
I expect to see you there, adorned in the finest of jewels.
Oh, I will, Tapper. I'll be there. Bye now.
All hail the last High King of Ireland. The king rambles back into town, the dragon beginning to rear its ugly head from the pit of his belly. The king is thirsty and must slake his thirst. The king is thirsty and must slake his thirst. Parading through Saoirse Street, passing the markets and stalls, the High King waves to them all. Good day to ye.
How's it going, Tapper?
Be prepared for tonight. We shall host a feast like no other, all in honour of the last High King of Ireland.
All hail, Tapper.
The High King extends this invitation to all his loyal subjects.
Come on. Come on.
Will you take me for a drink, Tapper?
The king is he who proudly wears the jester's hat.
Good man, Tapper. How are you, love?
The sunlight of the day begins to shed its aerial golden leaves, departing from the sky, dissipating to the distance, revolving with the shimmering pool of evening blue, shading the buildings and walls with the familiar hue of dusk. The omnipotent eventide, like the sea, imperceptibly sweeping over the town, washing our daily sins into the memory of yesterdays. Nothing caught in the net of legacy but the debris of experience and well-spent moments. The rest of our hours now fading to the realm of the forgotten, with the fading sunlight, lost to the dimension of time, which we all edge towards. His Highness continues his travels, making his way to the end of Saoirse Street and spies Shaw's clothes shop. The finest tailor in all the land. Shaw's, 'tis where me crown for the evening shall be got. The crown of Mulinear. The High King enters the royal tailor's. Good day to ye.
Oh, Lord Tapper, we're just about getting ready to close.
Have no fear. I'm in need of a crown. From the royal tailor himself.
What, Tapper?
Exactly. A crown fit for a king. Tonight's feast wouldn't be complete without it.
We really are just about to close, Tapper.
The king spies a woolen camo hat on the hat rack and picks it up, trying it on for size. Uh-huh. A crown fit for a king.
You want the hat, is it, Tapper?
Yeah. And wait, a gown to match.
Well, we have no gowns.
The crown will have to do.
The hat, you mean?
The crown will have to do.
Are you sure you want the hat, Tapper?
As sure as Santa Monica.
Okay, well, it's a tenner, Tapper. Do you have a tenner?
Take 50 of my finest gold coins.
No, it's a tenner, Tapper.
His Majesty hands over 50 euro of his tax collection from earlier.
Right, Tapper, there's 40 back.
A crown fit for a king. All hail the last High King of Ireland. The High King exits the royal tailors, donning his new crown. To play the king, one must look the part.
His Highness, turning up Main Street once again, hears music. A speaker trumpets and blares.
Dad, what rhythm? What rhyme?
The mirthful air strips besotting fruit from trees and gladly squashes music to sensual joy. A squeeze. Sweet juice for our ears, flowing candied in the breeze. Oh. The High King dances and applauds, singing along without knowing the words. His Highness claps and whoops in joy.
If music be the food of love, play on. Play on, I say, play on. Oh, a fine warm-up for the night's festivities.
The High King moves in a feverish sway. His spirits have arisen, awaiting the great banquet. He marches foot by foot down the street until at long last, he comes to his palace, the King's Head, where the evening banquet is to be held.
A royal banquet for the ages in honor of the last High King of Ireland, where wine and beer shall flow in endless rivers, teeming through the hearts of each peasant, each nobleman alike, bubbling liquid gold, alleviating the pain of the past. Aye, a heart shall burn by the wall and burn the sadness out into the streets. Our companionship shall be bound together to one sheaf, strapped by copulation, all snuggly, sheltered from doom, laughing at the bouncing rain of tribulations that pounds mercilessly at the windowpane of our souls. We listen to its eurythmic wretchedness, but cuddle ourselves with the hope of tomorrows and distant futures, the paragon of our dreams that we strive towards endlessly, endlessly discovering our interminable end. All hail the last High King of Ireland.
The King walks up to the sentry, Babs the barwoman, who stands on.
Stand down, madame. 'Tis me.
Tapper, have you been drinking much today?
The bare minimum.
Can I believe that now, Tapper?
A good king tells no lies.
Look, Tapper, we don't want any trouble tonight. I let you in for the one or two, but then you have to go. And if there's any rows, you'll be out. No messing.
I'm here for the banquet only. No peace shall be broken upon my word.
Oh, well, you said that last night, Tapper, as well. And the night before that, and the night before that. And we all know what happened.
I'm a man of me word.
All right, so, Tapper. But I'll be keeping an eye on you.
God's blessings to you.
And Tapper?
Yes?
Mind yourself.
The High King enters the pub, which is empty, save the common few.
The King is thirsty and must slake his thirst. The King is thirsty and must slake his thirst.
The King is thirsty and must slake his thirst. The King is thirsty and must slake his thirst.
He marches to the bar, where Babs the barwoman is serving.
Good day to you all, and to all a good day. The last High King of Ireland grants his blessing.
New hat, Tapper?
A new crown, fit for a king.
Oh, a crown, I see.
The King would like his fix of liquor.
I'll pour you one, Tapper. And we'll see how you go with that.
Thanking you.
Babs the barwoman turns to pour the pint and lets it sit a moment.
So, tell me, Tapper, where did you go off gallivanting today?
The King was ruling his kingdom. No time for gallivanting.
I see. And what news from the kingdom?
Well, unless you've been living under a damn rock, you've probably heard tell that the Fomorians are about to attack any day now. Aye, any day. We best be prepared.
Aye, true that, Tapper. Well, here's your pint. Now go easy, will you?
Lovely, Harlan. Thank you, Bab.
The High King raises the glass and tastes. The dragon roars, breathing its fiery thirst into the doldrums of me belly, rising the steam of lechery to my lips, quivering in anticipation of that smooth, ambrosial cream. This smooth cream, the disposable chrism
that benumbs the lodged woe inside, unlodging nought, yet o'er the hedonic beauty of the dark, peat black liquid slumping in the bog of my soul, the marshland, a barren landscape with a soft, blowing wind, a sorrowful song eternally playing as I foot days, day by day, turf by turf, seeking the fuel to make the soul blaze once again. I sup, feeling the slap of the drink in the familiar place. I feel each seedling drop being sucked to my heart, where it does coalesce to a grim, grimy, graveling sludge, layering the mind with the happiness of forgetfulness. I forget who I really am. And then I'm the last High King of Ireland. All hail. All hail.
Go easy, Tapper. You near slugged that pint before I had it handed to you.
Another, if you would. Make haste.
I'll pour you one, but sup this one, or else that'll be it.
Another, if you would. Make haste.
I'm warning you now, Tapper.
Slauncha!
I said, go easy, Tapper.
The High King sculls the pint.
"'Tis the sweet foam of the sea, bubbling my bare body with the effervescence of a whirlpool. I come unstuck. My limbs begin to loosen and my tongue waggles and my heart wibbles and my legs wiggle and my soul wobbles to and fro, swaying in the tide of drunkenness, seeking to plunder yet another and find the answer. It will be at the bottom of the next glass and all will be well. All hail the last High King of Ireland."
The High King requests a round of spirits.
Whiskey?
No, Tapper. No whiskey for you.
Just a tipple for me nipple.
No, Tapper. You know what you're like. I don't want any rows later.
A sup of the ishkaba, wash away me sins.
Christ, just a small one.
Bab the bar woman, how I love you so.
All right.
I tip you, my loyal subject. You are my only loyal subject.
Babs the bar woman takes a deep
Here
breath
you are.
And pours a whiskey for the king.
Go easy.
All hail, blessed High King of Ireland.
Our Majesty throws the whiskey back, downing the drink in one.
An intravenous draconian fire, full of spite and malevolence, regurgitating the darkness from within. I am beneath the sword of Damascus. I am locked between the jaws of the dragon, eternally rattling at his teeth.
Bab! Whiskey!
No, Tapper! No more whiskey!
Hear ye. Listen to the king. The king must have his drink.
Do you ever shut your gob, Tapper?
Easy, Maloney. He means no harm.
All hail the last High King of Ireland.
And will you shut your feckin' mouth, you gobshite, or I'll close it for you.
All hail the last High King of Ireland.
The High King is struck across the face.
Ow!
And a melee ensues.
Will you feckin' clown, you?
The fool is he who mocks the foolish king.
Stop it, lads! Stop!
Will you get that bollocks out of here? Get him out so we can have a drink in peace.
Easy now.
To the stocks with him.
Easy, Tapper. Here, come here. Come here to me now. Let's go.
But this is the king's banquet.
No, Tapper. No, tomorrow is the banquet. But now we have to go.
Tomorrow, the greatest banquet shall be held. All for the land.
Babs the barwoman ushers the High King from the bar and out towards the exit, guiding him gently.
Aye. Come on now, aye, that's it. Good man,
thanks,
good man.
Babs, I love you so.
Oh, listen to me, come on, you'll be grand.
I miss my mam.
Oh, sweetheart. She's looking down on you, darling.
I miss my mam.
Come on, and we go.
Babs, the barwoman, closes the door behind him, sighing softly. The High King begins his journey upward, back to the top of Molyneux. He passes Shaw's, he turns up past the post office, past McCann's hardware store, up by Tosca's chipper, marching foot by foot, down by Clayton's pharmacy, past O'Donovan's butchers, and on past Paddy Power. He stops at the Mass Rock, at the top of the hill, the throne of the town, and gazes down.
The town has cocooned itself into the snuggery of night. A solemn breeze whispers through the gates and locked doors, whistling into the crevices of walls and down chimney pots. I can see the whole kingdom from here. As it descends along a valley of man-made masonry, sheltering from snarish elements, the serenity of stillness in the smattering of twinkling lights, and I hear the lonely hum of distant traffic from the motorway, intercepting the loneliness of the wind, mingling with one another.
The High King hears melody coming from the School of Music. Not some clatter like before, no. He hears soft, gentle music playing joyously. He lies down on the rock, stretching back upon his throne, gazing skyward.
But 'tis a kingdom above my head, too, that this must be, the kingdom of heaven, stars glimmering in the light at the arrival of the impenetrable night. The flickering contouring of constellations, shimmering in skulking blues, marine greens, violent violets, spilling blood red, all exploding onto the eyes of lookers to the sky, tinting each soul with hope, reminding us of a time that is now irrevocably lost, of our youth, now like a distant moon. The brooch of luminescent reminiscence, glittering with a sidereal nostalgia, the moonlight forever reciting the strange poetry of wonder, a silent soliloquy performed by our destiny. I listen to the world, hopelessly trying to decipher the vast compendium of mortality, answered only when we succumb to realize that there is no question, and we are the answer. And so I drift from one kingdom to the next, adrift in the eternal flux of nature. My bones are weary. My mind grows thin. I can hear the stars sigh at my imminent passing. They shall soothe my ache and rock me to sleep. Softly, softly, softly in the cradle of the moon. My eyes are heavy. My body weighs a ton. I'm going now to the palace of dreams, and when I wake, we shall go to that grand banquet to take my place as the last. High King of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
We've been listening to The Last High King of Ireland by Patrick Fogarty. The play took first place in the 2022 PJ O'Connor Radio Drama Awards. Pat Kinavan was Tapper, the last High King of Ireland. Joe Taylor played the part of Maloney. John D. Ruddy was McCann. And Sharon Mannion was Lisa of the Tithe. The Taylor was played by Enda Oates. Dawn Bradfield was Lady of the Spuds. And Bab the Barwoman was Noni Stapleton. Ellie Brosnan Corkery played the child, and all other parts were played by the company. Harpist Geraldine Doherty arranged and performed the music. Sound design and sound supervision was by Damien Chanel. The Last High King of Ireland by Patrick Fogarty was directed by Goretti Slaven. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in the play, help is available at rte.ie/helplines. And the winners of the 2024 PJ O'Connor Awards will be published on the Drama On One website on Friday, the 1st of November. And if you'd like to listen back to this or hundreds of other plays in the Drama Archive, do take a look at our website, rte.ie/Drama On One.
Drama On One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/Drama On One.
Drama On One.